This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to congratulate the Cleveland Browns on finishing in last place in the AFC North again for 2023. Why? Well, there's a precedent, at least for me, on judging teams, their success, and what their outlook is for the current year. So they paid Deshaun Watson a boatload of money, a ton of money, probably too much money. Especially guaranteed in everybody's perspective and thought process of what Deshaun Watson was worth and everything that he was going through with all the allegations and everything like that. Well, the Browns have made a move at kicker. The Browns drafted Cade York last year in the fourth round, 124th overall pick out of LSU. Big time kicker, right? Yeah, he just got cut by the Cleveland Browns after having a horrendous preseason. So the Browns, first of all, they selected a kicker in the middle parts of the draft. They used a fourth round pick on a kicker where a lot of kickers, a lot of the best kickers were not even drafted. Chris Boswell is from Rice. It's not like you have to go out there and draft the top kicker in the SEC. Remember Roberto Aguayo from Florida State, who was picked by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the third round? It was a bust out of the league after just a couple of seasons. So the Browns definitely learned their lesson, right? I mean, they had to have. The Browns definitely know now that they should not involve draft picks with kickers, right? That would just make sense. No. The Browns made another move at kicker and traded for Dustin Hopkins from the Chargers for a seventh-round pick. So in the last 2 years, the Browns have used a fourth-round pick on a kicker and a seventh-round pick to go get another kicker who is probably going to be cut. Congratulations, Cleveland. You're going to finish in last place again. And it's not because, oh, you're talking about kickers. That has nothing to do with anything. Look, kickers are important players on the team, but it's more so just the fact that there's turmoil in the kicking position, and that's in addition to so many other parts of the Cleveland Browns franchise. It's just inept with what the Browns are. I don't agree with a lot of the things that Juju said and Juju did, but the Browns are the Browns. This is the Browns are the Browns type of move. Okay, the AFC. How do the Steelers match up against some of these other teams? Well, right now, on paper, if you laid out everything, the AFC standings, put them out there on a silver platter for me, the AFC North, I think the Steelers are the second best team in the division behind the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's because somebody just needs to take the Bengals off of their perch as the best team in the division. They've been to the AFC Championship game the last 2 years. They've been to the Super Bowl. Cincinnati earns the benefit of the doubt with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and company to be the top team in the AFC North. Now, do I think the Steelers can knock them off this year? Yes. Second-year quarterbacks typically take a huge leap. That was the case with Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl. And then I'd say Baltimore after the Steelers, then the Browns. I think the Browns can win 8 games. I don't think the Browns can win much more than 9 games. Hell, I don't think they will win 9 games. But they're right around that 7-9 mark. Right in that area where they could win that many games. The Ravens with Lamar, they have some weapons for him. Will they properly use Zay Flowers? Odell Beckham Jr., how will he look off the ACL? Didn't play last year after getting hurt in the Super Bowl. But I think the Steelers are going to be better than the Ravens and just all around have a better roster. Offense, defense, just not special teams because Justin Tucker's a Hall of Famer and is the best kicker of all time. The AFC South, the Steelers are better than everybody. I'll give them Jacksonville is a little bit of a tie just because Jacksonville, what they did last year. It's still the Jaguars. I think Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback than Kenny Pickett. I think Lawrence will be better than Pickett throughout the whole entire year as well, even though Pickett's going to take a step up. I just think that highly of Lawrence. They brought in Calvin Ridley. He's back after being reinstated. Marvin Jones last year was a great weapon. Evan Ingram, new deal. Travis Etienne, good running game. I think Doug Peterson's a good coach. I like Jacksonville. The rest of that division is garbage. The AFC West, Steelers are better than Denver. Denver's going to be better with Russell Wilson paired with Sean Payton. They keep getting everybody hurt. Jerry Jeudy's hurt again. Tim Patrick is going to miss a whole season once again. I don't like their running game with Javonte Williams. He gets it too injured for me. He's going to explode for a couple big games, but there's just not that much there that I like about Denver. I like their pass rush. That's kind of it. Denver's just kind of there for me. They can win 7 games, but I don't think they're going to explode like everybody says they can. Russell Wilson's going to be fine. He's not going to be as horrendous as he was last year, that's for sure. Kansas City's Kansas City. They're going to be at the top of the AFC again because when you have the best quarterback in the game, that's just the expectation. And it's going to happen with Kansas City. The Steelers, I think, are better than the Chargers. Justin Herbert, new contract. I still don't like Brandon Staley. Their coaches cannot make crunch time decisions. And then the Raiders. Steelers are better than the Raiders. Come on, I'm not even going to put up an argument with that. So Kansas City is the only team that's better than the Steelers in that division, followed by the Chargers, the Raiders, probably last, and then Denver mixed into that category. I put Denver ahead of the Raiders. But the real challenge for the Steelers is going to come, other than Kansas City, in the AFC East. Because there's a bunch of tweener teams, a bunch of floaters, if you will, that are looking to grab a life vest. Buffalo, solid team that many people are a little bit down on. Does Stephon Diggs really want to be there? Does he want out? What does Stephon Diggs want? Josh Allen, dating famous supermodels, celebrities. The whole entire team dynamic on defense. They get DeMar Hamlin back, which is a great story. Buffalo never has really had a running game with Josh Allen. Who else is some of their wide receivers that you like? They got Dalton Kincaid from Utah at tight end. I think he's going to be a big factor for them. They're going to be, I think at this point, they're ahead of the Steelers. Miami, I don't buy the Miami hype. I just don't think Tua, Kenny Pickett will be better than Tua this year. There's no doubt in my mind. The Dolphins have better weapons with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. If you had to pair Hill and Waddle, that's probably the best 1-2 wide receiver punch in the entire NFL, ahead of Deontay Johnson and George Pickens. Their running back situation is still a little bit of a work in progress. Mike McDaniel, how great of a play caller is he? He's better than Matt Canada, even though Matt Canada is starting to turn the corner for me. So Miami, I still think the Steelers are better. It's still a little bit of a toss-up. New England, Mac Jones doesn't do it for me, especially against Pickett. And then, otherwise, in the AFC East, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, who still has a little bit left in the tank. 3-time MVP, Rodgers, a star in his own right. It's going to be hard for the Jets not to compete this year. I think the Steelers, if you compare everything, and I know the Steelers. Put it all down. The only teams that are better are the Chiefs, the Jags, and Buffalo. And other than that, it's going to be a great season, and I still think that the Steelers, because of the schedule, can finish number two in the AFC standings. Hell, maybe number one, depending on if Kansas City slips up, facing a first-place schedule and a lot of tough teams this year. This has been the Fan Early Morning Show. Big congrats to Johan Oviedo. Big shout-out after last night's performance in Kansas City, where he went nine innings, complete game, shutout, two hits against the Royals in a 5-0 victory for the Pirates. The pre-show is next, 937 The Fan.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.